is New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, 2020. Thursday, December 31st, 17 minutes past the hour. Glenn Coble with us today for the two-hour duration of this program, and then we'll do an hour at 12 o'clock and see what we can come up with. It's a day of remembrance of the year that was, and you're on a new microphone, Glenn. Let's see how this goes.
Okay, does it work?
It sounds good.
All right, excellent. It's, you know, pink, too.
Well, it's interesting because we have four microphones for the guests.
And they're laying all over the place.
Well, but usually we use green and purple, which people don't think that mic's purple, but it is.
That's purple.
No. Where is the purple mic?
I don't see a purple mic.
It's right in front of you there.
That's a orange mic.
No, this, right over
here.
That's
a gray mic.
Well, that was purple at one point.
Okay.
So it's purple. We got purple, green, and orange. Okay. Now, those are the ones that people have normally used because we only have three mic stands over there because there's really only three places people can sit. So this pink mic has just been laying over there.
I love it.
For a long time, but we put it in a mic stand now, and I can hear you
and
perfectly.
It works.
So we're good.
It's not even scratchy or anything.
No.
I was going to ask you this question while we were off the air, and I'm going to ask it to you right now.
Go right ahead.
It's something my wife asked me. How in the world did you find out that you had a talent for interviewing, and why did you start interviewing? You're very good at interviewing celebrity people, and I know you're going to blush and all that crap. But
no, I'm not. No. I'm just trying to think of it. Okay, so the question is what again?
Well, why and when did you start doing your interviews?
Well, when would have been not long after I started doing interviews. Well, I'll tell you how it started.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Well, no, because I did interview local people, and I wouldn't say they're celebrities. So, okay. I mean, I interviewed like mayoral candidates, and I interviewed people in the community. So it hasn't ever always been celebrities. But the first celebrity I ever interviewed was Bea Arthur.
Oh.
That's why her picture's over there.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, that's the significance of that.
Why did you decide to interview Bea Arthur?
Well, this is what happened. Happened was at that time, she was doing a show that she was touring the country with, and it was a one-person show. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Golden Girls was still very big in repeats. The syndication of that show was still doing very well. It was on eight times a day, I think, in syndication, so everybody knew. So she was filling up big theaters all across the country.
It's still on.
Still on, but she's not.
Yeah.
She's not on anymore. She's went on to the great beyond. So anyway, she's touring the country, and she does this show in Columbus. And I had a lot of people who were big fans. I like the show. I think the show's a good show. So we went down to see the show, and her show was funny and good. And, you know, it's interesting to see a TV star of that stature right in front of you on the stage.
Sure.
And it was great. And she could sing, and she could tell jokes and story. It was a good show. So, she was doing it all over the country. So she ended up doing it someplace else. And I can't remember if it was Canada or if it was New York. It was somewhere fairly close. Mm-hmm. And 6 months later, somebody said, well, I'd like to go see that show too, who had not seen it the initial time. And I said, okay. So I decided, well, I wonder.
Road trip.
So I wonder if I could get an interview with her because I would like to ask her some questions about whatever. And I thought that would be interesting and entertaining for the people who were listening.
Mm-hmm.
And she said yes, and we did it backstage.
Didn't even have to go through an agent with her?
How did the interview happen? Boy, that's interesting. How did it happen?
I would have thought, I mean, she was a big star back then.
She was a big star, yeah.
I thought she would have had to have an agent.
You know, I think what happened was, if I remember right, you know, I know it was the publicity for her tour was being handled by a publicity company.
Oh, sure, and they wanted everything they could get on the air.
Yeah. So I think that's who set it up.
Oh, okay, I got you.
But did the interview with her, and it was very good.
Good.
And she gave me her home phone number, and we got along good.
Yeah.
She was a very shy woman, but good.
Was she?
Yeah, she really was.
I'll be darned.
But a nice woman.
She doesn't come across shy on the show.
No. She wasn't really in real life how she was in the shows. But that was the first. So that's, I guess, how it got started, because it got such a big reaction.
Yeah, it would.
When you brought it back, I was surprised that of the reaction it got.
Well, the first time I met, well, I'm not sure I even met you. The first time I knew about you, the thing I knew, the person said to me, he's the guy that said he didn't like you, but he said,
how nice.
He's terrific at getting interviews.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I don't know, I still don't know what that is, because that's the question I get asked more than anything else. If I've ever went and I've gotten lucky enough to speak at every civic group, I think, Marion, yeah. From the Y-Men to the Kiwanis to the Lions Club, that's the question they always ask, is how do you get all those people? And I really don't know, because it's different with every person, and I don't know.
I think your attitude gets those people, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't give a beep whether you get it or not, and you're not afraid of asking.
No, and I don't put celebrities on a pedestal.
Yeah, that's another thing. Yeah, you know, they know that instantly if you're.
Yeah, I'm not a. I'm not. You know, I'm sure I'm a fan of some of these people, but I'm not a fan who runs up and asks for an autograph or a picture or something like that. Most of the time, if I'm asking for a picture, it's because we've already done the interview, and I just want it for that significance.
Yeah. Have you ever asked for an autograph?
I'm sure I probably have, but it's not my focus in life.
Yeah, I always found that annoying. As you know, I've been with several very famous celebrity sports people, and when people ask for an autograph, they are so childish, and that's not even the right word. They're giddy with joy when they come up. It's just a guy signing. What are you going to do with it? I mean, I suppose if it was Willie Mays or Babe Ruth or something like that, you could sell it. But they're both gone, so
I don't know what the significance is. All I know is that I was completely surprised that people were so interested in those type of interviews.
Yeah,
and then it just became. I thought, well, who can I get? Who's interesting? And you know, the other day I was thinking, I remember one day, and this is funny, because I used to tape a lot of interviews. Because when you were on early in the morning, a lot of people on the West Coast, yeah. You'd have to tape them in the afternoon.
Sure.
So I remember one day I went in and taped, because they're all gone now, but I taped Art Linkletter, Dr. Joyce Brothers, and Jack Klugman. All in one day.
Oh my!
And I think about that now, and at the time I didn't
think
anything.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, but you know, at the time I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, you know, these are interesting people who've got. I wanted to interview Art Linkletter because he knew Walt Disney, and at that time he was one of the few left who did. Mm-hmm. So that was the purpose in that, and I became very friendly with Art Linkletter. Actually, he came on a lot.
You were one of his kids.
I guess so. I was a kid, say the darndest things. Jack Klugman was interesting because he had throat cancer, and he couldn't speak very well.
Yeah.
Couldn't speak. You could understand him, but he couldn't speak very well. I thought that was interesting. And Dr. Joyce Brothers came on to talk about suicide. And I thought that was an interesting topic.
That is interesting. I never liked watching. She was on with Johnny Carson a lot, and I wasn't a fan.
I could see why. Why she was a good guest. Because she was a good guest.
And she's very smart.
Very
smart. I assume. And she answered the questions well.
Well, and I've also had Dr. Ruth on a couple times.
Now, her I could do without. I mean, the lady. She sounds like a wonderful lady. But.
You know what it is about her? I can tell you what it is. She's like your grandmother, and she's got this thick German accent.
Yes, she does.
And the thing she's talking about, you don't think she should be talking about. And that's exactly what that's all about.
And that's why she got so popular.
Right, but she's very good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got charisma.
I guess.
And so, but yeah, so that's where it all started. Now, what's the other part of that question?
No, that you answered.
Well, that was the whole question.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
I mean, because you went on and on.
Well,
and on.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. But I'll tell you something. But you, good. See, I don't know. Because sometimes I don't think about it. I think some people really think about the shows they do, and they think, man, that was good, or man, that was bad. I don't do that.
Yeah, I believe you don't.
No, I don't. I think it's over.
Yeah, it's
and
over.
What's next?
Let's go get a cup
what's
of
next?
Coffee.
Yeah. Who's next? Who's next?
Yeah, and I think that probably is your charm in that you don't fawn all over the people when you get them on the air, because there's nothing worse than somebody that absolutely is in love with the person they're interviewing, and you just want to slap them and say, come on, do an interview,
well, you
don't
know,
do a kiss up.
You know what's funny? This reminds me of something. When I was in New York, and we did a series of interviews in person.
In a bar.
I wasn't a bar in New York. A Rainbow Room. I don't know if that's considered a bar. But, you know, we interviewed Phil Donahue in person. We interviewed a Kreskin.
Was that
in
your
person.
First Phil Donahue?
Yeah, it was the first one. Mm-hmm. We interviewed Kreskin in person. We interviewed Jim Fowler in person. And we interviewed Pat Carroll in person. And the funny thing was, it was in person, and we were videotaping all these interviews as well as audio. And, you know, sometimes people don't get close to the mic. Sometimes people are out of the camera shot. And the people I was with who were doing that were a little intimidated when these people would walk in the room. And I'm saying, lean into the mic. You're too far away from the mic. And I'm saying, you're out of the camera shot. Lean in. Look at that mic. And you know, they're people.
Yeah.
They're people. I like them, but they're people.
And I assume I know how you talk. I doubt that you sounded threatening when you told them
no it doesn't
mic.
Come off dictatorial.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but it's but I do it because I think this is the
you
moment
want it done well.
This is the moment.
Yeah.
We don't want to blow it.
Yeah.
You know, you got Phil Donahue here, let's get it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to go back to Ohio and it,
he's
not have
always
it.
Been one of my favorites that you do, but Eleanor is my absolute favorite. My mouth isn't working. Eleanor
Clift.
Yes, Clift.
Yeah.
She happens to be of the same political ilk that I am, but she is so smart. I really love listening to her.
Well,
and not a usual interview. There aren't a lot of people I wouldn't think that interview her for just a general interview.
No, and she's been very good to the degree that I can say the night before or the night, you know, if she's available, she'll come on.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, nice people. We're coming up on a break here, and we'll discuss many more things on this program. Be back in exactly 60 seconds. Don't go away. Ted, you are really a pioneer. You were the first viral video in 2011.
Yes, that is true. But I have a problem since then. I was hoping you can help me with that, Scott.
What's that?
Well, I can't seem to find the right antibiotic to get rid of this viral video.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, GOAT, acronym. Stands for greatest of all time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
And here we are back on WWGH Radio on this New Year's Eve, 2020. Glenn Coble, Scott Spears, and boy, I had something in my brain I wanted to say there as we came back to wrap that whole conversation up, but I can't remember what it was. But I do remember this. Out there listening this morning is Abby and Luke, who listened to the program quite a bit. Luke was on the program.
Okay.
Yeah, earlier this year. You know, I believe now he holds the record for most touchdowns scored in one game for River Valley.
Really?
It's my understanding that he holds the record now.
It would seem that since he scored the most in one game in the only a half of the game, he probably would be, yes.
Yeah, I think that's right. I believe I was told that. So, you know, that's a big year for him. What a big 2020. Now I think he's off to college in 2021.
It's one of the joys of my life, having been in athletics for 18 years, is watching the young kids get the opportunity. Also, one of the big disappointments in my life is the same thing, because I've watched kids who are phenomenal in high school and they get an offer at a big school and they act like, I probably can't say what I would normally say, but they act like jerks.
Pain in the neck.
Yeah. And I'm working, my my eldest grandson, he's only 15, but he's a left-handed pitcher, and he's 6'5". So he got recruited by North Carolina, and that's where he's going to go. But he's only 15, so I'm working with him to make sure he doesn't turn into one of those jerks. And listen to the people that are giving you advice. It may be wrong, so you have to make up your own minds. But and also be always, kids that are being recruited, always be leery of what they tell you, because most of the time it's not the truth.
Well, and I also just got word that it was most touchdowns scored in one game and also most points scored in one game.
Yeah.
So two records in 1 year, one season.
Did he also kick?
I don't know.
Give him everything.
Well, I think it's just very interesting that in the year that it was, that would happen. That takes a lot of intestinal fortitude and a lot of training
skill.
And skill, certainly skill,
yeah.
And a lot of effort. And he's a nice kid. You know,
yeah.
I like him. He came in here for 45 minutes. We had a good conversation. He was a good interview. Didn't seem to have, you know, even kids who are 18, 17, 16 years old, they can have a chip on their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I never got any chip from him.
He was a senior, is a senior.
Yeah,
today.
A senior, yeah.
Yeah, now, has he decided where he's going to go?
You know, I don't know if he's decided or not. I know he was looking at schools back,
yeah.
This past year.
It's a big decision. I know HL, who's my grandson, nobody expected him to make a decision at age 15, but his mom and dad had left the house to go to the grocery, and the coach called up, and he said yes without even talking to his mom and dad. So be really careful, and you really should talk to your mom and dad before you say yes.
Well, I think so, and I think you choose the college not necessarily based upon the sports program. I think you have to choose the college based upon where you want to go.
Well, and the major that you want to go into. If you want to go into photography, maybe it'd be a good idea to go to OU. They have a terrific school of photography, and maybe not go to Northern Ohio, which probably doesn't have a photography thing.
Now,
check that.
He's undecided.
He's undecided.
He's undecided.
Luke, that's a good way to be.
Yeah, that's a good way. Just
especially in
take
football.
Take your time.
Especially in football. Now, HL, my grandson, is in baseball. Baseball's a little easier. He knew he wanted to stay in the South because that's where they play more baseball. He knew that he wanted to stay in North Carolina because that's where he lives and where his family can come and see him. And he had a lot of things. But in football, there are so many choices and so many differences and so many liars.
Well, you know, I think when you start believing that you're great,
yeah.
There's the problem.
Don't do that.
Don't believe you're great.
They'll tell you how great you are. Just take it with a grain of salt.
Well, you know, ego is a big thing.
Absolutely.
Ego is a big thing. Now, I don't think having I don't know. I haven't decided yet. I think a little bit of a chip on your shoulder can be good, but I think it's very easy to spill over into a bad place.
Yeah.
Oh, I have such a I know what I want to say now.
Okay.
Remember yesterday I told you I was cursed by the voodoo doctor.
Yes, you did.
I went home yesterday.
With a sharp pain in your leg.
After
you
this
put
show,
a pin in it.
After this show, I went home, and I don't know how many people can say, I don't know what happened. I went home, and on my answering machine was her apologizing.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm forgiven going into the new year. Me and Mrs. Voodoo Doctor are on. She wants me to call her. She apologized, and I accept her apology, and all is
maybe
well.
Maybe she listened to our show and was feeling guilty.
Well, maybe she found the interviews. That's what the whole thing was about.
Yeah, right.
I did send them to her. Maybe they ended up in her spam folder. I don't know. But I about got cursed because of it.
Hey, Luke, by the way, if you're still listening, I'll be glad.
Did you not care that I was about cursed?
No, I love that. But it just popped into my head. I still have a lot of knowledge about sports. If you're interested and you need some, when you're getting ready to make a decision, you need somebody to use a sounding board, I'd be more than happy to talk to you. Because I know some of the evils that you will face.
Well, that's good of you, Glenn.
Well, it's just kind of fun. I love kids.
Well, that's nice. I think that's a nice thing to offer to people.
Well, It's.
I don't have anything to offer.
Well, if you
had him on the show,
if he wanted to go into radio or television,
that's right. I'll give you all the information you want to know. Sure. Yeah. Whatever you got.
You give what you have. You can't give what you. And there are a lot of people that want to give you what they don't have. So.
Well, you know, like I was telling his mother, who was on the other day, Tuesday. Yeah, I think she was in here Tuesday.
And a very nice young woman. I had to get that in there.
Glenn, listen, even on New Year's Eve, I'm not saying she's not nice. I'll say she's young woman. You know,
because you're a baby.
Let's be realistic. I mean, no, I'm serious here. Now, we know her age. I'm not going to say her age on the air. She said it, but I'm not going to say it.
108.
She's clearly middle-aged. Now, nothing wrong with being middle-aged, but, you know, it's not young.
I'm 74, and I think of myself as middle-aged. So.
All I'm saying is she's middle-aged. I can't, you know. That's fine to be middle-aged. I don't mind that she's middle-aged.
You'll get there soon enough.
Sure, I'll get there
soon
enough.
You're actually probably there.
Not really. No. No.
What is middle-aged? Is it the average age of a...
Well, the average age, actually, the life expectancy
84,
is...
84?
Oh, I don't think it's that old right now. I think it went down this year.
For men, yes. I'm sure it did go down this year.
Yeah. But, you know, also, you should be leery of people who compliment you all the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think that's true. If somebody's always telling you how great you are, run the opposite direction.
Isn't that a church song, How Great You Are? No, never mind.
No, but, I mean, you really cannot believe everything. If somebody's just a little too nice, that's a little insincere.
Especially if you're on the air. I mean, if you're a semi, I'm going to say semi-celebrity.
Well, I don't. You know, I think that sometimes, well, I'm just talking about normal life. I think if somebody's really nice to you, they probably have some kind of motive.
They want something.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I was talking about this morning, that I think you find out the real person. It takes a minute. You know, people put on a show for a little bit with you. Well, sometimes it can last a while.
I was
learning the other day. I never would have dreamed this. But the honeymoon phase of a relationship, they say lasts 3 years on average. 3 years.
Wow.
That's a long time to put on a show.
Mine's lasted 51.
Oh, that's not true. You get into fights.
Oh, we get into big fights, yeah.
No, I'm talking about the honeymoon phase where you're really not quite yourself.
Goo goo gaga.
Well, but you're nicer than you normally. You will do things you don't want to do, even though you won't put up a fuss. You know?
Yeah.
You haven't quite got to the real person yet.
Yeah, well, and frankly, when you're, most people get married in their 20s or 30s, and at that age, you probably don't even know who you are.
Well, but I think that can last. Everybody puts on a little bit of a show when you meet them.
Yeah. Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's a
sure.
little, you know.
Put their best foot forward.
They put their best foot forward. And that, if you really like the person, it goes on a while because you don't want them to leave.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But then one day you find out the real person.
Maybe the real person is that person.
Oh, no.
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 Okay.
No. I'll tell you, one time I met somebody and I really thought they were great.
Mm-hmm.
And I continued to believe this for like 4 months. And then one time, and I'm sure they didn't do this on purpose, but they invited me to their house.
Yeah.
And I went over to their house. And the first time I was in their house, I knew that I'd been getting a show for 4 months. And it proved out to be true.
Because their bathroom was dirty, or why?
No, it had nothing to do with their house.
Okay.
It just had to do with how they acted at home.
Oh.
And plus, I got to see their interactions with their family. And I got, you know, it wasn't just me and them on my turf.
Mm-hmm.
It was them on their own turf.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see how they interacted with their people. And so then it was a perspective. And I thought, well, that's who they really are. And, you know, in that moment, I didn't say, well, that's who they are. But as time went on, I realized that's who they were. They were more that person than the person that I knew.
Now, if I asked my wife if I changed the way I act around other people than her, she would be falling on the floor laughing. Of course he does. And I do. I know that I act differently to everybody other than my wife. I'm comfortable with my wife. I love my wife. We hang together all the time. She knows when I make little stinkies. She knows when I yawn. She knows when I pick my nose. So your real, real true person is right there. Those are hard to live with, those things. But, yeah, you do change your way of being around other people. I'm different around you than I am around my wife, and I feel very comfortable with you. But
Well, you know what? This is kind of the... I was telling somebody the other day that people who I think can take it, I give it to.
Yeah,
but
me too.
Yeah, but I think, but it's fun.
Yeah,
you know,
as long as both sides think it's
as
fun.
Long as both. Yeah, but there are some people who you know could not take it.
I know a couple around here.
Yeah, yeah, you cannot do that. They take it very personally, and they get upset.
Yeah,
and that's not fun. You know, but there are some people who get that it's all just in fun. It's all a joke. It doesn't mean anything, and you can do it.
My wife always gets on me. She rarely goes out in public. She's very shy. But when we do go out in public, she gets on me because how I tease other people. But I tell her I tease them for fun. It's not because I'm being mean to them. And you don't tease me. No, we're past the teasing stage.
Now, could she take it?
No, my wife does not take teasing very well.
Well, see, there you go.
Because she doesn't understand when I'm teasing. Apparently, I don't put the smile on my face when I'm teasing her. And apparently, sometimes I'm not really teasing.
Yeah, but you know, the best stuff to go after is the true stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you blow up the true stuff. Because you can't, you know, oh, you look funny today. Well, who cares? You know, that doesn't mean anything. But if you take something in somebody's life that's a picadillo of theirs,
yeah,
and you make fun of it, well, then, you know, you're getting a little more of a reaction.
Yeah. Now, one of the things that kind of is interesting since I retired, and I don't know whether it's because when I retired I went and had some mental help or whether it's just that I was a lot more comfortable. But I've kind of changed the way I am around my wife. And my wife, therefore, has also changed the way she's around me. And we have a much better relationship now. We have big fights still, but not very often.
Well, that's a plus. Yeah. We're going to take a minute break here. We're going to come back with much more program on this New Year's Eve 2020, back in exactly 60 seconds.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And we're back here, New Year's Eve, 2020, Glenn Global, Scott Spears. Do you want to mention there will be a tribute to the late Martha Dowse Manasi today, downtown Marion, in front of the Brickyard and Topped on Main Street. This will start, you want to be there by 1:45. The event will start at 2 o'clock, Wear Red or Black. The Cupid Shuffle, which was one of Martha's favorite dances, will be happening 6 feet apart. Wear your mask. The streets in downtown Marion will be closed during this time and open back up at 3 p.m. So this will happen at 2 p.m. today.
So are you planning on staying through Swap Shop?
Well, I don't know. I thought you liked doing Swap Shop alone.
Yeah, because we get so many swaps.
All those swaps.
No, I just wondered because if you're gonna stay, then people will need to get prepared to go to Martha's event because my show will be over at 1, and you'll have to eat your lunch and quickly get down.
Because you will have to be there by, you want to be there by 1:45.
Yeah.
Well, apparently arrival time's 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Oh, so you're going to have to go right there.
Oh, well, we're not very far.
No, and it's nice that they're going to do this for Martha, and I think that'll be fun. Hopefully the weather holds out. What a nasty night it was last night, though.
Yikes, yes.
You know, it didn't freeze, though, thank goodness.
Well,
it came down.
It must have frozen somehow, because I have a flag that I'm flying out front, and I take it down every night because I don't want somebody to tear it down, and I roll it. And last night, it was wet, so I put it on my porch instead of taking it inside my garage. And I put it on my porch, and I came out this morning, and it was frozen to itself.
Really?
Yeah.
I only say this because last night I got home kind of late. I got home after 9, and I walked my mile every night. And I was really worried because when I was driving in, I could see it was no longer rain.
Yeah.
It was this sleety, icy stuff.
Big, huge snowflakes, yeah. But sleet in between.
In between. And I thought, well, you know, if I go out and walk in this, it might be awful slippery, and that's not going to be good. But it wasn't. It was just slushy.
What do you wear when you walk?
Shoes.
Yeah, that's good. Barefooted walking in the snow's
no good. No good.
Do you wear shoes with a heavy tread, or are they just tennies?
What are they? Skechers, I think.
Oh, okay. Be careful, because as you get older, you tend to slip where you don't think you're going to slip. When I was a kid, if I slipped, I didn't care. I just roll with it. But now I can't roll as well.
Well, I don't want to fall because
please don't.
Well, and on the concrete. Also,
yeah.
You know, I walk in some streets, and cars drive through those streets. And they might not see you on the ground.
Do you have reflective tape on or anything if you're walking after 5?
I don't know. No.
Wear something light, at least.
Well, yeah. I mean, hopefully they can see me laying in the middle of the street.
Yeah, I hope so.
Hopefully it doesn't end up.
Oh, look at that speed bump.
Boom, boom, boom. You're dumb. You're done. I don't know. But, you know, I think it was weird, though. I thought for sure it would be slick, and it just wasn't. Everywhere I walked last night, it was just slushy.
Yeah, my wife told me this morning when I went out, she said, be careful, don't fall. And no problem. Very first thing I did, I opened the door. I fortunately grabbed a hold of my handrail, which my doctor tells me to do now that I'm an old man. And first thing I did, the foot went out from under me, but I was hanging on, so I was okay.
You know, there's that moment when you're about to fall.
Oh, terrible moment.
Where you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You know it's coming, and it's not going to be good.
Yeah.
Now, what are you doing for New Year's? That's more of a quiet holiday anyway.
New Year's, this is my New Year's tradition. Crawl up in bed. Usually this year I'm going to have a little bit of my son's wine. I don't usually drink very much. I used to, but I don't anymore. And I'll crawl up in my couch is my bed now that I don't want my dog to jump off my bed, so she can jump off the couch. I won't get into that. But I curl her up with me, and we watch Anderson Cooper on, I think it's CNN, do the midnight thing, drop the ball or whatever. I guess there are only 200 people in Times Square this tonight. And
how do they decide who?
Well, they're all workers.
Oh, all workers. So there'll be no crowd.
There will be no crowd.
And there will be no
There will be a ball drop.
No performers.
I think they're going to do them remotely. You know, they've got huge screens in Times Square so that they could put them up if they wanted to. But
well, I wonder where they'll be.
All over the United States.
Yeah, but, I mean, anywhere you are, you really can't have an audience.
No, that's probably true. Or you shouldn't have an audience.
So, I mean, what would be the difference between doing it with no audience in Times Square or doing it with no audience in Des Moines, Iowa?
It would be absolutely not different at all.
Right. So I don't know why they just didn't bring them in if that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, and I'm not sure that they aren't going to bring them in. But they are funny, and I think they'll be outside because they always make fun of how cold it is and nasty. So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it. I love Cooper or Anderson Cooper. His cohort in crime, and I can't remember his name. I'm not so enamored with him. He's kind of silly, but it's okay. He is a good. He plays off of Cooper very well.
It's an interesting New Year's Eve show for a news station.
Yeah, it is. You don't expect it at all. And last year, Anderson was obviously drunk at the end of it. So
yeah. Well, is that what people wait for, though? You know, I think that's what people are probably waiting for.
You know, I wonder if that's because a lot of people want celebrities to be just like them, you know. You know, they want the guy who's the great, they want Tiger to miss that 3-foot putt because they do it. And maybe there's a little bit of that going on there. Well, let's see Anderson get drunk because he's a very sober sounding person.
Well, I think he's a good journalist.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, but I think
came from a good home.
Yeah, but I think, doing things like that, I think there's a certain level you can go to. But I think sometimes if you're a serious journalist, that can hurt your credibility.
Well, and I think he tries to stay serious. But those of us who have drunk a bit too much in their day know when you're starting to slip. So,
well, I remember years ago hearing an interview that Barbara Walters gave.
Uh-huh.
And she was very...
She wasn't drunk.
No.
Okay.
Very well-respected newswoman. But the president of ABC News at the time when they were starting The View, which became a very popular show,
yes,
was very concerned that that would hurt her news credibility to go on a show.
Oh, because it was somewhat frivolous?
Yeah. Well, but and he told her, he said, you cannot be on 5 days a week and you cannot moderate. You can only be on twice a week, and you can only be a panel, and that was the edict.
Is that what eventually happened?
Well, that's what
I thought.
That's
she
what it
was on all the time.
I think eventually, when the show became popular, she was more prevalent. But in the beginning, that was the rule, that you can only be on 2 days a week, and you cannot moderate the show.
She was a heck of a news lady,
right? Well, and I think it does. You cannot go and interview, Gaddafi and then show up and do a fashion show.
You're going to have a hard time interviewing Gaddafi now.
Not in those days.
Not in
those days. He was still around.
Yeah.
But I think that's difficult.
Yeah. I think being a news person who tries to stay in the middle is always a problem.
Go ahead, caller.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! How you
doing, Bob?
Happy New Year, Bob. Are you getting all prepared for tonight?
Oh, ready to go. What are you doing, Bob?
I've already got a head start on you.
Oh, you're drinking again today, Bob?
Holy cow, Bob.
My 101.
Do you have the number for AA, Bob?
So anyway, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Be safe.
You too.
Be careful. Enjoy yourself.
Wear your mask.
Yeah, wear your mask. I'm only having the kids and I, and we're having 200 people over, and that is it.
Well, that's good, Bob.
Yeah.
Enjoy your New Year.
Yeah, you guys enjoy it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Bob.
All right, Bob's drinking again.
Yeah, in the hooch.
2 weeks in a row. Bob,
I don't know.
Knocking them back. You know, here's what I think is going to happen tonight. I think a lot of people are going to be dry because bars are closing and restaurants are closing at 10 o'clock.
10. Yeah.
10. So I think what people are they're going to drive by people's house and just stop in and say hello and, you know, wear your mask and be fine.
That's really bad.
I don't, you know, whatever people do, I'm going to keep my door locked.
We're not going out. Yeah.
But I think people will do that because I think people are going to get stir crazy tonight. And I think people will have, I think people have plans, but I think as plans happen, they're going to get bored.
Yeah. What's wrong with people that we're getting so stir crazy? Why can't you? And I am too. I must admit it. Why are we all getting so stir crazy because we're staying inside? I think it's better to do that than to go outside and flaunt it or whatever we're doing. There are a lot of people that are outside. Last night, my wife and I, Terry was kind enough to give us a gift card to a fast food restaurant, and that's where the only place we eat because we can't afford the regular ones. But and you can drive through and take it, and then we drive through and take it to their parking lot and watch the cars drive by. We did that last night, and then we took a little ride around town. I was shocked at how many restaurants had how many people in their restaurants. That can't be good, especially at the height of this epidemic. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong.
I think it's been that way all along.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I thought they closed them down at some point.
Well, yeah, when they were closed, it was different. But ever since they've been open, I think they've been packed.
Yeah, but people, we're at the height of this thing. Why are you going to restaurants where you can breathe on other people? I don't know. And you have to take your mask off. It's very difficult to eat through a mask.
People want to be out. And
why aren't we more controlled? And I don't mean by the government. Why haven't we have developed better self-control?
Well, I think because people believe what they want to believe, and it's tricky.
It's
a tricky thing.
Yeah.
Because people make their own decisions, and you know, you don't want to judge them, and hopefully everything.
Oh, I want to judge them in every way.
Well, I don't want to judge them because I don't know how they got to where they are.
No, you're right there. But it does annoy me. But then I say to myself, it's not my life. I'm doing what I think is right. So I leave them alone.
But, you know, I think about, you know, some of the most vulnerable people are in nursing homes.
Yeah.
And I think about how it's been in nursing homes. And that's those people aren't going out to eat. Those people are not. It's being brought in from people from the outside.
Yeah.
So. And they are very aware of where they work, and they're very aware of what's going on. So I don't know really what the safe harbor is. I don't know.
Do you think having all these first responders get shots is going to help that particular problem with the... I think it will.
I hope so.
Yeah. My daughter-in-law is a nurse, and... I don't think she's gotten her notification that she's going to get her shot because she doesn't work on she used to be an ICU nurse, and now she's moved over. She's one of those people that contacts everybody, you know, to find out where it's going. And so I don't think she'll get a shot until later because she doesn't deal directly with people. But now, you know, what's annoying is they're talking about people who are paying to get the shot. You know, what's her name? There's this North or South Dakota. She's a senator. Anyway, she's pretty far out there. She went and got a shot even though she was one of the biggest people to condemn it and say it was a hoax. But she got a shot. I find that kind of hypocritical.
But isn't it good, though, because if she should get it, then she won't pass it.
Well, anybody who gets a shot won't pass.
Right.
Yes.
So that's good.
Well, it's good.
Because I don't think you have to believe in it.
It's still hypocritical for her to go out and get the shot.
But good
ahead
for
other people.
Good for people
that she's dealing with. Yeah.
So we hope all people.
Oh, yes. The sooner the better.
But people don't always say what they mean. We went through that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my sister-in-law, who lives right down the block from us, she is the only one that my wife will connect with, and my wife's the only one that will connect with her. You know, she's in our bubble, and she's not going to get the shot because she wants to see what it does to other people. I told her, as soon as they offer me the shot, I'm getting it.
And we'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge
time. A huge show.